Allah does not impose blame upon you for what is unintentional in your oaths, but He imposes blame upon you for what your hearts have earned, and Allah is forgiving and forbearing. For those who swear not to have sexual relations with their wives is a waiting time of 4 months, but if they return to normal relations, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. And if they decide on divorce, then indeed Allah is hearing and knowing. Divorced women remain in waiting for 3 periods, and it is not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe in Allah and the Last Day. And their husbands have more right to take them back in this period if they want reconciliation. And due to the wives is similar to what is expected of them, according to what is reasonable. But the men have a degree over them in responsibility and authority. And Allah is exalted in might and wise. Divorce is twice. Then, either keep her in a reasonable manner or release her with good treatment. And it is not lawful for you to take what you have given them unless both fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits of Allah. But if you fear that they will not keep within the limits of Allah, then there is no blame upon either of them concerning that by which she ransoms herself. These are the limits of Allah, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah, it is those who are the wrongdoers. And if he has divorced her for the 3rd time, then she is not lawful to him afterward until after she marries a husband other than him. And if the latter husband divorces her or dies, there is no blame upon the woman and her former husband for returning to each other if they think that they can keep within the limits of Allah. These are the limits of Allah, which He makes clear to a people who know.